That's the pointed part, and the stern's the flat part, is
yeah,
that?
Okay. And have you ever seen the kind where the bow is not pointed, where it's flat on both sides?
No.
Okay. Okay. You've never seen them, or you're...
I've never used them, and I always think about people poling the... I don't know, I'm not familiar with that bow.
Okay. Have you ever seen boats on the canal?
In my lifetime?
Yeah.
No, I never have.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. When you say canal, are you talking about that thing between King Mill and Riverside? Is that what you're talking about, is the canal?
Primarily, I guess.
I've never seen anybody or anything on the canal. I thought it was just the water between the locks and the dams that was used for power. I didn't know people got on it.
There's some argument, the reason I'm asking is because there's some argument among historians about whether or not anybody ever did.
Got on it?
Yeah. It's possible that in the 90s, in the 1890s, it was used for pleasure, let's say on Sundays. And it's possible that during the Civil War it was used for transporting powder from the old powder works to different parts of the powder works. But other than that, I don't think it was ever used for anything except for power.
I wouldn't have thought anything.
Okay.
Well, what do you do when you get to a lock? What do you get when you get to the lock? You know,
yeah.
You pick it up.
Okay. Let me see. I'm gonna skip all of those. Let me see. If you want to buy a dress of a certain color and a certain kind of material, you might go to the store and take with you
a swatch.
A swatch. Okay, what else would you call that swatch? You would say it's a...
piece?
Yeah.
Sample?
Sample is the one I'm looking for. Okay. Then if you want to sign your name in ink, do you use a writing?
Pen.
Okay. And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you use a...
pen.
Okay. And then... if you buy a can of soup, the can is made out of?
Tin.
Okay. And a dime is worth?
10 cents.
Okay. If it's winter time and it's cool out and you or kind of cold out and you want to run outside, you usually throw on a?
Coat.
Okay. Let me see. You would say the coat has a lot of fancy buttons.
Good.
Good.
Coat has a lot of fancy buttons. What do you mean?
On it? Would you say on
oh,
it?
Oh, I'm sorry. Coat has a lot of fancy buttons on it. Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Would you say on? Would you more likely say on to?
No, on it.
Yeah, on it. Okay. Then...
never heard on to it.
Okay. Okay. Let me see if there are any other possibilities. No, that's the only other one they get. If you go outdoors in the winter without your coat, somebody might run up to you and run up after you with the coat and bring it to you and say, "Here, I've what?"
I've brought you this. Put it on.
Okay, and let me see. I brought you this. Then the simple past, that would be I what? Yesterday I...
brought it to you.
Okay. And then the present tense, here let me...
give you this.
but the present of brought is...
bring.
Okay.
But isn't that funny, Mike? I don't think I would ever say... I would always say, "I brought you this. Put it on."
Uh-huh.
I don't think I'd ever say, "I am bringing you this. Put it on."
Uh-huh.
Is it what?
Okay.